Summer is so watery in this part of the world. Ocean waves and quiet lakes, rivers meandering and rain clouds roiling. Except that this year there was hardly ever a rain cloud blocking the sun. And the rivers, especially the Exeter River, shrank down from their banks. And here at the end of the summer, hundreds of Native Americans in North Dakota stand on the banks of a great river and sing their water songs and tell a story of protecting the sacred water. And as I have watched that happen, I have noticed that there is in the corner of my mind the idea that the people gathered in North Dakota have something that I don't have, that they have some kind of deep spirituality that I don't have. And so I've had to think about it and remind myself that what they have is a grounding in a spiritual tradition that they have held on to, and that that tradition is one in which people are profoundly interwoven with the life of all elements on this planet. They are so clear about this interconnectedness. And I am also clear about this, but I realize that most of the time the clarity is in my head and not in my body and in the way that I live my day-to-day life. I forget. I get busy and I forget. I forget to think about things as simple as being grateful for the water. I forget to start at the beginning and be grateful for everything I meet on this planet every day. The practice of my daily living is such that I mostly am doing one thing after another and not noticing the reality of interconnectedness. And so as I start this year, I am trying to cultivate a practice of being grateful for everything, of slowing down a little bit, starting it in the morning, grateful for the bed, grateful for the floor, grateful for the house, grateful for the light. Standing in my kitchen, pouring a glass of water, grateful for the water. Grateful for the squirrel eating the sunflowers. Grateful for the tea. And of course, I have found that there are things for which I am not yet grateful. And that's useful too. Of course, mosquitoes. And I am not always grateful for commuting in a car, or for the bad news on the radio when I'm in the car, or for the mistakes that I make. So when I'm driving, I try to notice the world that I am driving past. I try to be grateful for what I learn from those mistakes. And I try to be grateful for the places where we can respond to the difficulties in the world. And I have noticed other things, like when I come through town and see the new form of the river in this town, and I think, it looks sort of ugly. So I have to put my mind on gratitude for the water getting to follow its own course, and gratitude for the fish who can swim upstream as they are meant to do. Be grateful for the mixing of fresh and salt in their own ways. So this is a way of teaching my mind to react to the world. And it is a simple way of teaching myself to notice what is happening inside my head and my heart, and what is happening in my day-to-day actions, even if it's not gratitude, because, of course, frequently it isn't. But then what I am thinking and what I am feeling and what I am doing start to at least notice each other. And as I connect my own self more, I can then live into the reality that everything is connected. And then I, too, have that deep spiritual grounding that lets me stand up for what I believe in the world and just lets me be clear that we're all connected and that we're connected to all of life.